All this week here on KCBS, we are bringing you inside Soledad State Prison to highlight a unique program run by an East Bay nonprofit. The Ahimsa Collective is named after the Sanskrit word for nonviolence, and its Empathize program connects survivors of violent crime with prisoners to show the human faces of the harm. A warning, the story you're about to hear contains references to sexual assault, and that may be triggering for some listeners. Here's KCBS reporter Kathy Novak.
You have to go through a lot of security to get into this prison.
I was a little scared at first. You know, you see all the barbed wire on the top of the buildings and on the top of the fences.
But on this day, right in the yard, a full band of incarcerated musicians is rehearsing a Motown performance. This is a minimum to medium security level prison. It was officially renamed Correctional Training Facility in the 60s because of the educational opportunities it offers.
Then you walk into the room where the workshop is, and it's like I'm walking into a new age retreat.
Like, make loud noises, like, ah.
Inside the room, about 25 men in their blue prison uniforms are sitting in a circle following a guided meditation. Jane Piper comes here to share the story of the day a man attacked her after she'd been grocery shopping.
He told me to get in the back seat and forced me into the back seat and ended up beating me pretty severely and raping me.
Then he said they were going to go for a ride.
And I just knew at that point that if I didn't get out of the car, I was probably going to be killed if I let him take me somewhere else. So I jumped out of the window when he was driving away and ran into the grocery store.
Some of the men in this group are incarcerated for sexual assault, others for violent crimes, including murder. This is the detail of Jane's story that stuck with one of them.
She said about how when that was happening to her, she could see herself, like she had this out-of-body experience, and it's like her soul said, I don't want to be there for that moment. When she said that, it was just like, it hit me, because I used to minimize. I'm like, at least I didn't kill nobody. And then one gentleman, a good friend that I have, he told me, well, look, you didn't kill the person physically, but you killed her soul. Like, you murdered a part of her.
Jane also recounted how she wrestled a corkscrew from her attacker, but couldn't bring herself to use it.
She grabbed the weapon, and yet she didn't want to hurt him. And that sounds so foreign to me. You're in a dangerous situation, and the goodness of her heart didn't want to hurt her perpetrator. How could a person be so good? And that's where I want to be, where it is so difficult for me to even attempt to harm somebody.
Not only could she not hurt him, Jane forgave him.
I don't know a whole lot about what forgiveness is and what it means, but to me, it just meant that I wanted to cut off the ties to him.
Some of her friends think it's crazy that after all of that, she chooses to go into prisons.
And this is going to sound so strange, but I feel more comfortable talking to the incarcerated than I do to other survivors sometimes, because I feel like when people have survived violence and they're still very close to it and they're raw and they're healing, and then I come out with my I forgave my rapist story, you know, it's like I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm too much. It's not, they don't want to hear this.
But she says taking part in this program and believing it will help stop the men in this room from hurting others again is healing for her.
I would love to know that the man who raped me is in a healing place as well.
Yeah, we want to go, okay, let's go over that a little bit.
To help the men here get to a healing place, Jane and other survivors are working with them on a tough project.
I apologize to you for the pain and suffering I have caused you.
Writing apology letters to the people they harmed. We'll hear some of those letters in the next part of this series. Inside Soledad State Prison, Kathy Novak, KCBS.